The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once, Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
I've never been a real big fan of haunted houses or the thought of ghosts or whatever. So I'm just trying to imagine the way the apostles were feeling at the moment that they were seeing something on the waters and they thought, "It's a ghost." And they were terrified. But then at the end of this gospel, proclaiming with one voice, "This really is the Son of God." And I believe that most people are somewhere between those two realities. Not knowing if Jesus is real, to proclaiming the name of Jesus, who is my Lord and Savior. I want to reflect on this gospel and also a bit on the priesthood today. Because I don't know if you saw, but we ordained a brand new priest for the Archdiocese this morning. And you guys know him, it's Father Rodrigo Serna. Remember Deacon Rodrigo? He came back to us about 6-7 months ago. He's been preparing since he got back, and today he was ordained a priest, so we give praise to God for that. He will be serving at St. Charles Borromeo Parish in Oklahoma City as a priest, so we'll pray for him. That's where I started as a priest, so he'll learn a lot of things there. It'll be good. We want to thank, in a special way, we want to thank God for the gift of the priesthood, but also all that the Lord does for us to give us the courage to reach out to him, to answer his call. When we ask the Lord for his divine assistance, that we trust that he is there with us. This gospel story is one of great importance for the Apostolic Church, for our own life with Jesus, and certainly for any priest. For Father Rodrigo, and really for any priest, and in a way for any of us here who are baptized, first let me say, we should never stop looking toward Jesus on the water, saying to us, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Maybe it goes without saying, but a priest is first and foremost a person of prayer. It's for a priest, it's our number one duty. It's our top thing we do on our job list every day, is prayer. Never stop praying. Never stop reaching for Jesus. The priest also sees himself in both places in this gospel. He is in the boat as a disciple of the Lord with everybody. And in a sense, he is on the water as an alter Christus, another Christ. He is coming toward us, and for all of us, we must choose to reach out for Jesus in trust. If we feel like we're drowning and we're afraid, we reach for Jesus in prayer and in the abandonment that we need to the will of God. For the priest, you also have to say to others, take courage. Turn to the Lord with your whole heart. The priest must be the one who says always, come to Jesus and don't be afraid. When will the world choose Jesus? Do we choose Jesus every day, at all moments? Do we have him in mind and his will for our life? When will the world choose Jesus instead of trying to navigate the storm-driven waters on their own? Our fierce desire to be independent, self-sufficient, and unwilling to seek help, unwilling to seek the Lord, this leaves us drowning in our own pride. We look for great signs instead of listening to the quiet voice of God in prayer. We prefer to explain God away from the world. We choose a culture of death, a throwaway culture, a culture that prefers to create its own truth, one that forgets God and replaces him with the glow of a screen. We are drowning in that artificial light. We are lost in a sea of anxiety, worry, stress, and woundedness. But here is the beauty of this, and really, in the midst of all of it, the beauty of the mystery of the priesthood. When Peter becomes frightened and starts to sink into the water, when doubt takes over, when he is lost and without trust, he reaches out, and what does he say? Save me, Lord. Save me. The priest is the one who helps us find the hand of Jesus. When you're reaching for the Lord, the priest guides it to the hand of our Lord. Through his preaching, through the sacramental life of the church, through his prayers, through his fatherly love, through his desire to go after souls, the priest helps to stretch our hands toward the divine mercy and power of Jesus. At the altar, in the confessional, at the baptismal font, at the bedside of the dying, as a spiritual guide, giving a reflection at a retreat and with a stranger who comes up to you without provocation or just comes out of nowhere. This happens to priests fairly regularly, and asks you, Father, can we talk a minute? It is a life of people saying, Lord, save me. Just this week, somebody called the office. This poor young girl who was in fear and in terror because of things happening in her life. She was not Catholic, but she called the church and asked for a priest. We talked for about 30 minutes. We prayed. This is the life that God has called me to. But those who are devoted to the Lord, those who love Jesus and want to proclaim the truth, we must all go after souls. Jesus is eternally summoning all of us to faithfulness. He is eternally speaking to our hearts. The Lord comes to us in simple ways. He consecrates us within his love. The world is rushing toward itself, blind, lost, and afraid. And Jesus calmly walks across the waters, takes our hand, and brings rest to our souls, light to our eyes, purpose to our lives. Take courage. It is Jesus who calls you. It is Jesus who pours out grace upon grace. It is Jesus who loves you and gave his life for the salvation of the world. Do not be afraid. I might say to any young person out there considering the priesthood or the religious life as a religious sister or brother, or if you know somebody, I would simply say to you, and you should say to them as the Lord says, don't be afraid. Live your life for God. St. John Paul II reflects on the beauty of the priesthood in a much better way than I could, and he provides this beautiful place for our own prayer and meditation. He wrote this letter to priests. He wrote it on Holy Thursday in 2004, and this is a very small part of it. He said, "The ordained ministry, which may never be reduced to its merely functional aspect, since it belongs on the level of being, enables the priest to act in persona Christi and culminates in the moment when he consecrates the bread and wine, repeating the actions and words of Jesus during the Last Supper. Before this extraordinary reality, we find ourselves amazed and overwhelmed. So deep is the humility by which God stoops in order to unite himself with man. If we feel moved before the Christmas crib, when we contemplate the incarnation of the Word, what must we feel before the altar, where, by the poor hands of the priest, Christ makes his sacrifice present in time? We can only fall to our knees and silently adore the supreme mystery of faith. Every day, we should fall to our knees in prayer, in love, reaching to Jesus, who is calling to us, who says, take courage, it's I, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the world that says there's no God, or challenges your faith. The Lord is with us in the boat. He is with us at every moment. Don't be afraid to say, Lord, save me, and then believe that he will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.